everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
It used to be okay to smoke in hospitals. It used to be okay in movie theaters. It was okay in classrooms, restaurants, and airplanes. But thanks to a greater understanding of the dangers of secondhand smoke, that's not okay anymore. So now that we know secondhand smoke causes lifelong health problems, why is it still okay to smoke while children are in the car? Bottom line, it's not okay. Let's get serious about protecting kids. Join the fight at stopswithme.com.
Quartermaster Creek is hosting its spring bull sale again this year, February 27th. This year's sale features 100 two-year-old bulls sired by leading AI sires, plus 70 open-yearling heifers carrying Quartermaster Creek genetics. Sale starts at 12:30 at the ranch in Leedy, Oklahoma. Sale books on request are online at www.quartermastercreek.com, or for more information, call Mike and Annie Schweitzer at 580-445-8275. That's 580-445-8275. Quartermaster Creek, real life, real beef.
Well, sharp triple-digit losses redeveloping here on Monday, with contracts breaking through support levels of 52.97 per hundredweight through early trade. Limited support has pushed nearby lean hog trade off of session lows, but the complex remains under strong pressure based on fundamental weakness. Corn futures about 4¾ cents lower. Stock markets were higher today in light trade. The Dow Jones 162 points higher. NASDAQ up 44 points. Over in live cattle today, limited trade activity was seen throughout the complex, this allowing prices to be mixed in a narrow range, with prices hovering from 30 cents lower to 2 cents higher. Cash cattle activity, though, remaining sluggish, with inventory taking and showless distribution the main order of business. Limited trade last week, though, creating additional questions, with expected leftover cattle from last week needing to be moved off of yards. Box beef cutouts, meanwhile, were higher today, up $2.20 in select and up 3 cents per hundredweight in choice, with light movement of 39 total loads. Over in feeder cattle, lack of trade activity Monday seems to be the main focus throughout the feeder cattle market, with prices scattered from 25 cents lower to 27 cents higher in very limited activity. The lack of consistency throughout the complex adding to the focus on increased underlying activity. Meanwhile, grains were mixed today, with corn trade 2 to 3 cents lower, with spillover pressure from wheat erasing early gains. Soybean trade gapped higher on the open, with trade progress and further Chinese purchase commitments coming out late on Friday. Trade was 4 to 5 cents higher and 6 to 7 cents off of highs. Meal was $1 to $2 higher, and oil flat to 10 points lower. Finally, in wheat, trade was 7 to 17 cents lower overnight, with early gains fading, with Chicago trade seeing the most pressure as spreads unwound this morning. Sellers, meanwhile, were firmly in control after the better action at the end of the last week. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.